Hi, my name is Pat, and I'm a grateful believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, and I do welcome you to these 90 days encouragement for the Christian overeater. This is a commentary on day one. The name of the reading is called Begin Again. The verse that's in the reading says, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. This is Philippians 3, 13 through 14. I'm going to look at the verses. I want to take those verses apart, and I want to talk a little bit about that before I talk about the overeating. In that verse, Paul is writing, he's actually writing from prison, and yet he is writing encouragement, and that is how it is for someone who is filled with the Spirit of God. And many of you who are listening to me right now have that Spirit because you have accepted the Lord as your Savior. You accepted Jesus as your Savior and Lord. But this is what Paul says. He says, forgetting what is behind. That is a powerful statement, and yet I cannot do that unless I am in the Spirit, because my flesh calls me to look over my shoulder and keep rehearsing the things that I have done wrong. But God tells me to live in this present time. He calls me to take His power right in this very instant and run the race before me in the power of the Spirit. I like in Hebrews 10:39, it says, we are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but we are those who believe and are saved. I love that. Also, going on in that verse in Philippians, it says, forgetting what is behind, and it says, straining toward what is ahead. Doing the will of God will take work. I was mistaken as a new Christian thinking that because if I did the will of God, then it would not take much work. But let me tell you, doing the will of God takes work. And it's not always an easy road to travel. But nevertheless, God is ready to provide all the power necessary to get through. Especially when I'm going through a testing period. One of the verses that I have put to memory is that 1 Corinthians 10:13. That verse says, no temptation has seized you except what is common to man. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear, but when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it. And I like it that temptation, that word temptation, can also be thought of as testing. So if I'm going through any kind of a testing, whether it's a testing of having to wait for an answer to a prayer or just some hard work that is unpleasant that I need to do, that God is going to show me how to get it done. He's going to provide a way out so that I can stand up under it. In Philippians, again, back at the top of that page, it says, forgetting what is behind, straining toward what is ahead, and it says, I press on toward the goal. That reminds me that the devil is going to do all he can to divert me from keeping my eyes on Jesus. Because when I take my eyes off of Jesus, I lose sight of who I am in Him. I am no longer among the unsaved and the lost. I don't care how I feel. I don't care how many mistakes I made. I am a new creation in Jesus Christ. The Bible says if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone. The new has come. And all of this is from God who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us a ministry of reconciliation. That's in 2 Corinthians 5:17 and 18. God has called me. And because I belong to Jesus, my life has been spoken for. I have a new purpose. I have been called to bring the good news to the lost and to encourage the saved. I now have beautiful feet, as it says in Romans. It says in Romans 10, 14 through 15, and how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can they preach unless they are sent, as it is written? How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. And that is why I want to be abstinent today. I want to stay abstinent. I do not want to be in the food today. Because when I was in the food, my overeating made it very hard for me to forget what was behind. When I was overeating, I was often seized with self-hate. Also, when I was overeating, I was overweight, and I hated seeing my body. It was misshapen by fat. I was really ashamed. I was ashamed of how I obsessed about the food and eating all the time. And I don't even need to say anything about indigestion because it was unbearable. I couldn't even close my belts a lot of times. Waistbands, please, that was a joke, okay? And the guilt, the worst thing was the guilt, the remorse, and the shame, and I don't want that today. When I became abstinent in 1987, I had no idea that it was the beginning of more than 22 years of back-to-back abstinence. Even though I didn't even know the Lord personally at the time, He knew me. And eventually, He showed Himself to me so that I can say without a doubt that He is mine and I am His. I am a born-again believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank Him for saving me. Perhaps as you listen today, you have lost sight of this loving God. If you are a Christian, maybe you've lost sight of that. Or perhaps you've never known Him. Maybe you are unsaved. And it's my hope that this message will help you see that the Lord cares deeply about your abstinence. He wants you clean and powerful, and He wants you following in His footsteps. He wants you to help the hopeless find hope. Let the Lord clean up your act with the food so that you can be of maximum service as a follower of the Lord Jesus. Call out to Him. Ask for a filling of the Holy Spirit each time that it seems that life is too much and you need something to eat. Remember, if you have to eat about anything, then you're making it bigger than God. Nothing is impossible with Him. You can get done what He calls you to do, and you don't have to eat about it. Let us pray right now. Father, thank You for all that You have given to us. Thank You for all that You have planned for our lives. Help us not to be afraid. Give us faith to trust that You love us and You want us to succeed. Give us strength to follow Your call to our hearts. We want abstinence today and every day. We cannot do this without You, and we cry out to You for the willingness and strength to claim our victory. Jesus is Lord, and we have victory in Him. We pray in His name. Amen.